is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Starliner. Starliner is a spacecraft. However, the story of Starliner tells the transition from big space of the 20th century to commercial space of the 21st century. It's made by Boeing, and therein lies a tale. David Livingston, Dr. Space, is my colleague and co-host. This is Hotel Mars Episode N, and we're very pleased and privileged to welcome Eric Berger, Senior Space Editor at Ars Technica. Eric, a very good evening to you. Starliner begins in 2009 under the Obama administration. What is the mission? What is the vision in 2009? Good evening.
Good evening. So back in 2009, NASA had been preparing for the end of the space shuttle program, which came along a couple years later, and it was looking for new ways to get to the space station, its astronauts. And, you know, they were for a time going to have to rely on Russia and its Soyuz vehicle, but they were looking to commercial companies in the United States to provide that capacity. And so they put out a call for interested companies that thought they could develop spacecraft to launch on rocket to get astronauts to the International Space Station.
And up stepped Boeing. Now, at this point, it's important to say that Boeing is a major component of aircraft and invention and money, major component. And a distinction needs important attention right away. Eric, what is the difference between a cost-plus contract and a fixed contract?
Yeah, so up until that time, pretty much all the major contracts that NASA had let had been cost plus, which essentially meant that a contractor got paid for all of their costs, expenses, and fees. And if NASA wanted something changed, they, of course, paid for that. And then they paid a fee on top of that. And that was a pretty lucrative way for companies to do it, because if there were delays, they still got paid. If there were cost overruns, they got covered for that. NASA decided that for commercial crew, they wanted to do a fixed price program. And so that meant a company would step up and bid a certain amount of money. In Boeing's case, ultimately, they bid $4.2 billion to develop this service. And then if the cost for that went over $4.2 billion, Boeing was responsible for the overruns.
That was the beginning. Here we are in 2023, and I read a headline. This is Eric Berger's story, dated in these last days. Boeing finds two serious problems with Starliner just weeks before launch. A Boeing official, goes the report, said that the company was standing down from an attempt to launch the Starliner spacecraft in July. That, in between 2009 and 2023, is the tale we're going to tell. David, you have a question for Eric.
Yes. Hi, Eric. In reading your article and others, I find, and again, I come from things from the business world, not the engineering world. I noticed there's an absence of three concepts that just really stand out to me, and I'd like you to comment if they're really an issue. One is incompetence, two is a serious quality control problem, and three is probably not a solvable management problem.
Yeah, so I think that all of that kind of comes back to the fact that almost from the beginning, after Boeing got into this and actually won one of the two major contract awards in 2014, they sought to put fewer resources on it. So it was as we talked about earlier, it was a fixed price contract. So if they could do the work, the less amount of money they could spend doing on the work, the more profit that they could get from that contract. And so, you know, basically they nickel and dime the time engineers were working on this problem. And so that's a management problem. And the lack of quality control, you know, is the fact that they didn't have enough people looking at this along the way. And so these are all problems that go back to kind of the beginning of where Boeing got into this program, and then I don't think they quite realized the challenges they were getting into, and now years later they're trying to figure out how to move beyond this problem.
When the conversation still starts, the space shuttle is flying, but that program is winding down. So we need to describe what Starliner looks like. Now, we all have the image of the Apollo spacecraft that is in the Smithsonian Museum. What does Starliner look like? How does it improve on the Apollo program, or how does it imitate the Apollo program?
So Starliner is a capsule like the Apollo capsule. And it's actually a fairly elegant looking design. It's got these nice blue Boeing lights inside of it. But it is a capsule designed really to carry four people up to the International Space Station, then safely land under parachutes. Unlike Apollo, it doesn't land in the ocean. It lands in the desert on the ground.
So it's a straightforward craft. We can all envision it. Four people to and from. It's a bus. Is that what they originally imagined, Aaron?
They call them space taxis. Yeah.
David, you have a question.
Eric, is there any indication that Boeing may not want to continue somehow and find a way out of this, or are they really committed to making Starliner fly?
That's a great question. We really don't have an answer to that, David. You know, there were rumors pretty hot and heavy a couple of years ago that Boeing was looking to get out. You know, they had their first uncrewed test flight in late 2019, and that actually turned out to be a failure for some very serious software issues. And there was some talk then that if NASA didn't agree to pay more money, even though it was a fixed price contract, that Boeing would step out. Those tensions were eventually just smoothed over. But now, you know, it's this latest delay has the potential to be months, if not longer, because some very serious issues were found at the last minute with flammable tape inside the spacecraft and a problem with the parachutes. So these are going to take some time to iron out. And Boeing has already taken about $900 million in charges or losses on Starliner. So they might be tempted to walk away. The problem is they'd be leaving money on the table with NASA. And it would be a real blow to their prestige because it would basically be saying, okay, look, we were competing against SpaceX for all these years. They won the race, and then the SpaceX Dragon spacecraft, by the way, has flown 10 human missions while we're waiting for Starliner. And it would be very difficult, I think, for Boeing to step back and say, well, SpaceX sure did something for a lot better than us for a lot lower the price.
I want to be specific about what's wrong now, these two anomalies that were discovered. They strike me as an amateur as profound. If I understand, one has to do with the parachutes, the connection of the parachutes to the capsule itself. And that alone, it's a full stop. You're ready to test, and you discover there's a problem now? They've been testing the parachute job for years, I'm presuming, and they had an unmanned mission. Why now? Did they offer an explanation, Eric?
They did, but it wasn't really substantive. So the issue with the parachutes is, it's okay, the parachutes are fine if all three work. But Starliner is designed, you know, to supposed to be successful if only two of the three parachutes inflate. The problem is they've now found, and I have no idea why they found it, like mere weeks before this human launch was supposed to take place, they found that if two parachutes inflate, it puts additional strain on the straps that connect the parachutes to the vehicle, and there's a pretty high likelihood that those straps would break. So yeah, I mean, it's a very serious problem.
All right, let's go to the second problem. And you've mentioned it already, but this is hard to imagine. Blue tape that's flammable all through the system. Blue tape. What is this? Did they save money by Amazon? They ordered it?
Again, it's kind of hard to understand because the tape they use is not this some kind of special tape or it's used in other areas of spaceflight, but it's basically wrapped around cables, wire assemblies that go all throughout the vehicle. So there's hundreds and hundreds of feet in of it, if not miles, of this stuff throughout the spacecraft. And they apparently have found that under certain circumstances, this tape can catch fire. Which obviously is really, really bad. And again, they found this at the same time, like weeks before the launch. And it really has not come out yet, whether NASA found it or Boeing found it or why it was just discovered. But it literally was discovered heading into the July 4th weekend, because prior to that, they were counting down to a launch later in the month.
All right. What we have right now is a catastrophe, but can it be corrected? We're speaking with Eric Berger, the senior space editor for Ars Technica. We're talking about a spacecraft that could be one of the buses to and from space stations indefinitely. We're watching the creation of space station crowds up there. You know, over there is the Ritz-Carlton and there's the Hilton. However, we need buses. And right now, SpaceX has a bus. Starliner is a potential bus. When we come back, Eric does us the favor of giving the three options that Boeing is facing. and the question of whether it will go forward is one of them. David Livingston, Dr. Space of The Space Show. This is Hotel Mars, Episode N. I'm John Bachelor.